play Misty for me, Jessica Waters was a knife-wielding psychopath stalking Clint Eastwood.
Interesting.
And we watched it. There's a little movie theater we'd go to during the week, about 10 of us, and we'd all sit separately. By the end of the movie, we're all in the same row. And then I walk home on a dark street to my house. I can't go to sleep, so I put TV on. Jessica Waters is the guest on Johnny Carson's show.
Oh, no.
Showing the worst clips of the movie.
Thank you for the call. Good luck with the influx of out-of-towners. I appreciate all of you. Encourage you to have fantastic weekends. I am Clay Travis, and this has been the Clay and Buck Show. Go subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you don't miss a single moment. We have had so much fun. We've got a one-year party coming up in a little bit. I'm going to make the trip up to New York City, and hopefully they'll let me into some of the businesses there. Buck will be back on Monday. Thanks for hanging with us. Have a fantastic weekend.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Small businesses have been getting hammered. You survived COVID and are now dealing with higher costs and keeping your employees. You need a break. If your business had five or more employees during COVID, you're eligible to receive a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. The challenge is getting your hands on it.
GetRefunds.com will get you the money. Their tax attorneys are specialists in this little-known payroll tax refund program. GetRefunds.com does all the work. They don't charge up front, and they share a percentage of the cash they get for you.
Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited period of time. They've already returned over $1 billion to businesses, and they can help you too.
Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. No risk, high reward. GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com.
Here at Rough Greens, we believe that life is better with a dog. They walk with you, they play with you, they're always there for you, and we know you want to give your furry friend the best life possible. There's just one problem. Dog food is dead food. The good news is that now you don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Simply add a scoop of Rough Greens, and you've just given your dog the most powerful all-natural dog nutrition available anywhere. Rough Greens is packed with omega oils, 20 essential vitamins and minerals, 15 powerful probiotics, 20 digestive enzymes, and tons of antioxidants. And all with a flavor that's going to have them licking the bottom of the bowl. In fact, we're so confident that your dog will love Rough Greens that we're going to let them try it before you buy it. Free. Just cover the shipping. Get your free bag of Rough Greens today at roughgreens.com. That's R-U-F-F-Greens.com. Your dog trusts you. You can trust Rough Greens.
Kevin Wall.
Guy Nohr is a gazillionaire who's putting his money where his mouth is. He's running for governor and joins us on our Friday show. That's Friday the 13th.
Noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been hurt in a crash, let me get to work for you.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
More lawyer.
Some restrictions apply.
Guten Tag. This is mein Auto. Und this is mein Key. Und I only trust one place with mein Key. Mein Key Car Care. They are so transparent with e-inspection, which shows photos of the problem and the fix. Mein Key is my favorite part of America. And my second favorite part? The cowboys and their horses. Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, a one-stop shop for total car care.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only
$29.95. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Ukrainian and British officials say Russia suffered heavy losses when Ukrainian forces destroyed the pontoon bridge that
enemy troops were using to try to cross a river in the east.
In another sign of Moscow's struggle to salvage a war not going quite to plan, Ukraine's airborne command has released photos and video of what it says is a damaged Russian pontoon bridge over the Seversky-Donetsk River and several destroyed or damaged Russian military vehicles nearby. Ukraine says troops had thwarted an attempt by Russian forces to cross the river earlier this week, leaving dozens of tanks and other military vehicles damaged or abandoned. The command says its troops drowned the Russian occupiers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at townhall.com, Republicans turning up the heat on President Biden over a nationwide baby formula shortage. Across the country, parents have been desperately searching for infant formula on retailer websites because many store shelves are empty. GOP lawmakers criticizing the president, saying the shortage is the latest in a long line of crises, including 40-year high inflation. Search is on for a Texas prison inmate.
Gonzalo Lopez is serving a life sentence for murder. The 46-year-old escaped Thursday from a transport bus after overpowering and stabbing the driver. The Texas Department of Criminal Justice says the driver's injuries are not considered life-threatening. 15 other prisoners were aboard the bus, but no one else escaped. The incident occurred in Leon County, a rural area between Dallas and Houston. Classes in the nearby Centerville Independent School District have been canceled as a precaution. Lopez was convicted in 2006 of killing a man along the Texas-Mexico border. I'm Ben Thomas.
Stocks are higher. The Dow up 384 points. More at townhall.com.
Today, the majority of children have already been exposed to pornography by age 11. Even though most of this is accidental, this exposure can have disastrous consequences for their mental health and future well-being. If you want to protect your child and set them up to have healthy relationships, you need Canopy. Canopy is the most effective technology on the planet for blocking pornography. Canopy's app uses artificial intelligence to identify and filter explicit content on every website. It can do this in milliseconds and is 99.9% accurate. While other apps block entire pages, Canopy is the only tool that filters within websites, plucking out explicit images and videos before they appear. Its image scanning technology also prevents users from taking and sending sexts. The internet is awash in pornography, but your kids don't have to see it. Head on over to canopy.us/protect to start your 30-day free trial. Enter the promo code PROTECT and get 15% off the regular price for life.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
It's 12:04 and this is your KMTQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, inflation may be dampening spending, supply chain issues may be slowing deliveries, and COVID-19 is still hanging around, but America's casinos had the best month ever in the month of March. The American Gaming Association reports U.S. commercial casinos won more than $5.3 billion from players in March, the best single month ever. March was destined to be a good month revenue-wise after Nevada's win was reported to be the second largest in history. More than $1.3 billion. Silver State tourism officials say there's still some room for growth because international travel and convention businesses are still not returned to pre-pandemic levels. The NFL has released its schedule for the upcoming season, and the Las Vegas Raiders will make 4 primetime appearances, but only one of them is going to be a home game at Allegiant Stadium. But that home game is a big one. It pits first-year Raiders head coach Josh McDaniel against his longtime mentor, Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots. The game is going to be played on December 18th on Sunday Night Football. Now, the Raiders begin their season on the road against the L.A. Chargers on September 11th, followed by their home opener September 18th against the Arizona Cardinals.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Lane restrictions through the downtown Spaghetti Bowl, 515 eastbound at Main Street, 515 westbound at Eastern. Do expect delays. And remember, Sunday morning at 2 a.m. till 6 a.m. Monday, the intersection of Las Vegas Boulevard and Charleston is going to be closed altogether as they do some paving work.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Friday. It is a Friday the 13th, May 13th. Hard to believe it, but we're already to May 13th. We got all kinds of stuff to do today. We're gonna get to it in just a minute, but we do what we do on every Friday. No matter what, if the Dow is up or the Dow is down, it doesn't matter because Friday is the best day of the week. Buckle up, folks. Here we go.
Oh, man. What day is it?
It's Friday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Friday. Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Come on, you know better. It is Friday. It's the day. It's the day we work for all week long, and we are finally there. We got a big show today. Adam Laxalt will join us about 2:15, and we are told he's going to have a special guest, a major, major endorsement of his campaign. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the afternoon. We'll also be joined by Mike Campion, the candidate for Clark County Commission, District F as in Frank. Jesse Turner's running for CD1 seat in Congress. How's that race going? He'll tell us just after 1 o'clock. But right now, Howard Stutz joining us, gaming reporter for the Nevada Independent. He joins us. Been a while since you've been on. A lot has happened.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Kevin. And you're probably right. So whatever you want to talk about, I'm ready to try to answer for you. How's that?
Well, that sounds great. The amazing NFL draft party that was incredible. I mean, just the designing of this thing, how they went about doing it was incredible. The big question for me is, what kind of economic impact did it have? Did we ever get numbers as far as attendance or economic impact?
I haven't seen any. I mean, I can give you the anecdotal impression, and it also came from some of the gaming companies that, I went down there on the first day for the first round of the draft that Thursday with the photographer, really wanted to see what the fan base was like, who was there. I mean, I pretty much saw, fans from every NFL team. It filled that plaza, that area that they built behind the link and next to the Caesars Forum Convention Center where it was held. Walking through the link, about the middle of the draft. I left about the middle of the first round. It was packed. The Link had restaurant. Every seat was filled. They had TVs all around, people watching it. So it brought a good crowd in from all over. I mean, I talked to people from, from Buffalo, New York, and Detroit, and that came in just for the draft. A lot of folks that have been going to the draft for years. The question, though, that Caesars CEO brought up on the earnings call, he said, yeah, it was a great crowd. Not a lot of gamers, not a lot of people gambling. So people were there to have a good time, watch the, there's not a lot of wagering on the draft for, for obvious reasons. So it was, people were there to have a good time, come to Vegas for the weekend, a long weekend, because the draft started on Thursday. So it brought a lot of people in, and that's really what it came down to. And I think, you remember, Kevin, pre-pandemic, as you probably well know, gaming numbers in Nevada, in Las Vegas, the Strip, when you look at the Strip's overall economic impact, 65% of all revenues came from non-gaming sources, the hotel rooms, restaurants, the entertainment. Gaming only accounted for 35% of that. Now, that's changed a lot because of the pandemic, and I think at some point we're going to start heading back in that direction, and maybe this was the first sign for it, because we're still seeing some international travel starting to pick up again. Convention business is starting to come back in the second and third quarters of this year. So, things seem to be moving forward right now.
Howard, will any of the infrastructure created by the NFL draft, will any of it stay up, or is it all being torn down?
Oh, it's all gone. I mean, that was all built out in a parking lot that's in front of the Caesars Forum shops. That's all coming down. It was all temporary as it is. But we're and they had the big stage in the middle of the Bellagio fountain. So we saw a lot of. We walked over, my photographer and I, we decided to park at the Rio and walk the mile and a half, to get over to the draft area. It just seemed to be, and that way we were actually able to take in a lot of the, the sights, and there was, parts of the Strip were blocked off. So it's just temporary, and that's what happens with a lot of these type of special events that are out there on the Strip and in that type of area. They go away. Think of the big trade shows like the Construction Expo, where they put all the big construction equipment in the middle of the convention center parking lot. So that's really what this really was.
A lot of people have called this a dress rehearsal for 2024 and the Super Bowl. Have you talked at all to officials as far as their expectation of the Super Bowl? Will it be similar in scope to what we saw for the NFL draft, or will it be even bigger?
It could be a little bit bigger. It's going to be very different because you remember the Super Bowl is one day. It's on a Sunday, the actual event itself, but it's the lead up to the event because the teams will come in, like the Monday or Tuesday before the Super Bowl. They'll have sites set up for their training camps. You're going to see Radio Row along, in some area that they're going to set this up, where all the national radio sports talk radio shows are going to come in. Maybe you'll have your show out there, Kevin.
Oh yeah.
There's a lot of hype, a lot of events leading up to the actual game itself. And you have to remember, Vegas was always the place, if you weren't going to the Super Bowl, wherever it was, whatever city was held in, either New Orleans or Miami or somewhere, or L.A., you came to Vegas because that you wanted to be there with all the parties that they have at all the hotels, the watch parties, all the different wagering opportunities. That's still going to be here, and that's going to continue to attract it. So you're still going to have a lot of guests coming in who may not be going to the Super Bowl itself, but will watch it from one of the venues here on the Strip, and that will continue. So it's kind of this game will give us a little bit of a dress rehearsal in a sense of what type of fan base. This is a little different, the draft, because it's more of a big party in a sense, leading up, for a couple of days that, seeing what your team is going to do. Super Bowl is only two teams involved, so that's what makes it a little different.
Yeah, again, Howard Stutz joining us, gaming reporter from the Nevada Independent. Great news, in fact, phenomenal news. Nationally, the American Gaming Association's commercial gaming revenue tracker reported $14.31 billion in the first quarter. What do you make of these numbers? I mean, this is the biggest first quarter number, I think, in history.
It's the biggest first quarter. It was the second largest 3-month quarterly number. The fourth quarter of last year was just a little bit higher. The other thing was interesting was March itself is $5 billion nationwide in gaming revenue. Now, I don't want to start throwing cold water. I just got to think, when is this bubble going to burst here? I mean, nobody could predict this, and right now they're still not sure how long this will continue. You are going to see a change, like I just talked about, in terms of the non-gaming business that comes into Las Vegas. We're seeing conventions come back here in the second and third in the third quarter. That changes the dynamic in terms of casino spending. It goes back to where the casino spending was, is 35% of the revenues. I think, and then we're also wondering what type of impact has high gas prices, inflation, had on casino customers. A lot of the companies in that have regional properties, Penn National Gaming, Caesars, they said they haven't seen any type of impact to their casino customers by high gas prices or inflation. Maybe to the lower end scale of their demographics of their market, but not in the higher end. So we may see a few more months of this. I mean, remember Nevada has had 13 straight months of $1 billion or more in gaming revenue. I think the Strip's revenue totals in March were, the third highest ever on the Strip for that month. So I guess it's something we're just going to see as this goes along, as the economics of our what's going on with gas prices, if they've come down or if they keep on going up higher, travel. It's something that we're just going to watch. But it's great numbers for the industry, and we'll see where it continues to.
MGM has been approved for the takeover of the Cosmo. These numbers down on the Strip are going to keep getting better. Can you talk about what the MGM move at the Cosmo means? And in particular, there have been some people wondering if it doesn't give MGM an unfair advantage via monopoly. Is this a monopoly that they're developing down on the Strip?
Well, let's look at where they're at. MGM's going to basically own every property on the west side of the Strip, control the gaming. I shouldn't say they own it, because it's these different real estate investment trusts and investment groups own the property. MGM controls the operates the properties. They own they control the operations, but they're going to control gaming on the west side of the Strip from Flamingo all the way down to Russell Road. Plus, they also have the MGM Grand. Now, that was brought up about the number of rooms they're going to control. MGM will have about 40% of all rooms on the Strip. They are, when you add in the Cosmopolitan, plus MGM is selling the Mirage to the Seminole Indian Tribe and Hard Rock Entertainment. That'll close by the end of the year. They brought up the point that a lot of other properties have different price points, different types of operations. Cosmopolitan is adding in it's a very, very well, very well thought of property. It's done very well over the years under the ownership of Blackstone. I think the only change you're going to really see at the Cosmopolitan, eventually their rewards program will become part of MGM, and the only real change you're going to see is the sportsbook operation is going to become a BetMGM operation, and the current operator will be taken out. That's obvious, and that makes for MGM that all their sportsbooks are under BetMGM. It's a similar type of operation as what the San Manuel Tribe is getting from the Palms. Remember the Palms Resort, Red Rock Resorts invested about $1 billion into the property to buy it and renovate it before they closed it and ended up selling it. So Palms are getting an all new resort, so they're going to operate and see what works, what doesn't, and they'll make some changes along the way. MGM is probably going to be the same way, but I don't think they're going to change much of the operations of the Cosmopolitan. It does very well as is. It adds something new and different to the MGM database, an MGM casino base. So I think that's the way they're going to look at it. And it just seemed to make sense. It's the only property surrounded by City Center and the Bellagio that MGM didn't operate. So now they'll have it right there on that west side of the Strip.
And by the way, what do you think of Blackstone giving every employee $5,000? That's a nice parting gift.
It really was a big, it was kind of a surprise. They touted this, you know, they had this announcement, they touted it to the press, it's going to be a surprise announcement, so we, you know, we're all there for it. And, yeah, 5,000, I mean, you add it up, it's $27 million that they're just,
wow,
you know, giving the, you know, total to the employees. So it was a, it's a thank you. Look, that, look, that's a great, that was a great bonus for, you know, for line workers, or, you know, down there to get a $5,000 bonus like that. So it was a nice move by Blackstone. They're not going anywhere. Remember, they will still own about 80% of the Cosmopolitan. They own, the city center site. They're the landlords now. They're basically in a landlord move, but they also said the same, said to me, I asked their executive, and he said, yeah, they might, you know, they're still interested, and maybe they'll buy something to operate down the road. We'll see what happens.
In the final couple of minutes, I want to ask about online, and in particular, BetMGM, because they apparently told during an investor's call that they have increased growth and market share. How well are they doing?
Well, they've got about, they're saying they have about 25 to 29% of the overall online market in the U.S. And now that includes six states with online casinos. And I'm not sure they're in all those states, but they have about 20 plus states where they're operating sports betting out of like the 30 plus states that now have legal sports betting. And they're operating it to all mobile, you know, the mobile sports betting product that they have. They're really what's gone on with online, and I'm going to talk about sports betting because we're still seeing some movement toward online casino gaming, but sports betting, it's really boiled down to four major operators control this market: DraftKings, FanDuel, BetMGM, and Caesars Sportsbook. It's a challenge for some of these other companies to get into these markets. Arizona is a prime example. Arizona legalized sports betting in September. As of February, you know, 90% of the revenues and the handle are those four companies I just mentioned. So it's a challenge. We're going to see some consolidation in this market. DraftKings just bought Golden Nugget, online sports betting business. We'll see where BetMGM does. They're acquiring an online company out of Europe called Leo Vegas. They have a 50-50 partnership with Entain, which is a big UK bookmaker. We'll see where this moves for them, but it is online betting, online gaming is obviously growing. Obviously through sports betting, I think we're going to see more states add online casinos, you know, over the next few years. That's been that's right now in six states. Nevada is just online poker. We don't know that's kind of on hold, and we'll see where it ends up going in Nevada. But really, it is a big business, and MGM's really taking a big advantage of it.
If folks want to check out your reporting on gaming down on the Strip and throughout Southern Nevada, how can they pick up on it?
Well, the NevadaIndependent.com is our website. You can also sign up for my weekly newsletter. It's free in the gaming. You just put in your email address. It'll arrive in your inboxes every Wednesday morning. Hopefully that's the best way you can find my coverage of gaming through the NevadaIndependent.com.
And it's damn good. I'll just give it a personal endorsement. Howard, always good, man. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Always around when you need me. I appreciate it, Kevin. Thanks for the time on the show.
There you go. Howard Stutz, gaming reporter, the Nevada Independent. Stay where you are. More to do. You're not going to believe the people out in front of the homes of Supreme Court justices, what they want, and why are they so angry. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, my name is Sigal Chadha, the conservative Republican for Nevada Attorney General. 2 years ago, I saw Governor Sisolak and AG Ford destroy our civil liberties and use my position as an attorney to fight for all Nevadans. I sued them and got places of worship reopened and sued to ensure that our seniors got priority with COVID vaccines and got the age limit reduced from 75 to 65 years old. I spent the fall litigating our children being masked at schools and took on Sisolak, Ford, and the school district to unmask our kids. I did all this while my opponent collaborated with Sisolak and Ford to keep keep her dispensaries open while our businesses stayed closed. My opponent has spent over a decade collaborating with Democrats, harming Nevadans, maxing out to Sisolak Reed and Cortez Masto. True Republicans don't compromise ideals for money. As Nevada's next Attorney General, I will work for you, not special interests. I will work to ensure that the American dream never dies. I'm Sigal Chadha, candidate for Nevada Attorney General, and I approve this message. Paid for by Sigal Chadha for Nevada Attorney General. ChaddhaForNevada.com.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company, so when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. Sun City